This is Women Aloud with Mo Gaffney and Shauna Ride. Are we raising our boys right? And if we're not, what can we do about it? We're going to be talking to Dan Kindlin, one of the writers of Raising Cain, coming up a little later in the show. But right now, we're very lucky to have Michelle Germain here. She's going to talk to us about her new book called The Jill Principle, A Woman's Guide to Healing Your Spirit After Divorce or Breakup.
Oh, my.
Because I think a lot of this happens to a lot of people.
Oh, my.
And while you broke up, how's your spirit feeling?
My spirit, little by little, it's a process. You know, it wasn't like I went from, you know, it's taken a while, but I think I'm in the upswing of it all. But it's devastating. Got to say, it's surprisingly devastating, you know.
So there's certainly things to be done. So yes. I want to welcome you to the show, Michelle Germain.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for coming.
Okay.
Now, you say your book is a holistic guide. Well, what does that mean for people who don't exactly know what holistic means?
Well, it's a book that helps a woman heal her body, her mind, and her spirit. So it takes in the whole aspect of the person, and it's a deeper healing and helps the individual to develop a deeper relationship with herself.
So you are a certified bioenergetic analyst, am I correct?
That's right.
And so your approach to this healing comes from that background. Can you tell us a little bit what a certified bioenergetic analyst is?
Well, I am a licensed clinical social worker, but I have a different training in bioenergetics, which is a technique that deals with the mind and the body. So I specialize in helping a person connect with their body and their mind. Thoughts are the feeling. The thoughts are the life of the mind, and the feelings are the life of the body. And often,
can you say that one more time, please?
Yeah. Sure. Our thoughts are the life of the mind, and our feelings are the life of the body.
Okay.
Very often, we hold tension and blocks and memories that are unconscious, that are in our bodies, and they work to sabotage our efforts at getting close. So bioenergetics and therapy helps to identify and release these emotional blocks so that there's more joy, more pleasure, and a deeper healing.
Now, there's a lot of talk these days about sort of that we are energy, right? That is what our spirit is comprised of, or even our bodies are comprised of this energy, and so when you're in when you've had a breakup of any kind, I guess you would have to deal with, you know, the physical number one, because that's affected by the emotional number two, right?
Yes, but very often what happens is we don't want to feel our pain and our devastation. And so what we tend to do is disconnect from our body, and we try to resolve it all in our head when there may not be resolved. We really have to go into the pain to actually feel it, to come out the other side of it. And we develop certain habits that keep us from having a relationship with our body and the feelings.
That is a brilliant point, the idea that we go to an analytical place when we're dealing with something like divorce,
yeah.
Because I spent a long time in that sort of thinking.
Yeah.
And even in my journaling, it was more like analyze, you know, and had no real concept of what it was actually doing to my body or my spirit. I was all up there in the mind. So do you think that approach that includes all three of these things actually helps facilitate the process more quickly?
Well, I really do. Not only more quickly,
but... Can you tell I want to get over this?
Yes. But what we have to consider is that there's all parts of us that are being affected, our body, our mind, and our spirit, and we're all connected. And that is our wholeness. So to whatever degree we have those parts of us available, we bring ourselves to the situation. So it is important to be able to understand that our feelings originate in our body, and that we can't just talk things through. We have to feel the pain. And a lot of people don't want to do that. It's harder, but I can tell you there's rewards in it, because we begin to find parts of ourselves that we've lost, that we've forgotten. There's more joy, more capacity, and there's a deeper healing, so that we're not going to bring all our old wounds into our next relationship, which is one of the reasons why I wrote The Jill Principle. Because a lot of people are repeating the same problem over and over again, and they're not understanding what they need to do differently.
Right. This is Women Aloud with Mo Gaffney and Shauna Ride. We're speaking with Michelle Germain, author of The Jill Principle, about a healing after a breakup or a divorce or both. Our number is 866-51-ALLOWED if you have questions for Michelle. Now, are there concrete things to do in your book that really sort of give people some a guideline?
There are some initial things that I suggest that people do when they're going through this kind of devastation. First of all, it's important to reach out for all kinds of certain help professionally. It's very important to get the support and be positive and have people around you who are positive. You need to understand what the grieving process is all about and to know where you're at in that grieving process.
Well, that's important.
Well, yeah, the thing that I'm curious about as far as, because you mentioned on several times now the importance of having those feelings, you know, and I think a lot of times we don't want to have those feelings, and that's why we go into our head so much and all of that. But even, can you explain maybe why even when you know it's sort of the right thing to do, it still ends up being painful? Like, because so many of my friends and myself included, even though you know the answer is that the breakup should happen, it's still painful. Why is that?
Well, it's partly because it's a wound of the heart. So even though we know that it's a right thing, there's a certain aspect of betrayal that's in it. And that pain of the heart, the wound of the heart, reverberates down to all the other pain and betrayals we've had throughout our life that may not have been fully resolved, because most of us don't resolve all of our childhood issues and some of our adult issues. So this pain reverberates down to all of those issues as well. So more that's going on than just feelings related to this person you just left.
Whoa. So yeah. It could be in third grade this happened and that's all flaring up?
Well, you know, we carry our wounds with us in our body. I mean, as a child, we hold all of our wounds in the good things and the hurts. And most
of us. I tell you, with my kid, the thing he holds most is the hurts. I tell you, he's going to remember till the end of his life that I accidentally closed the door on his head once.
Yeah.
You know, and it's when he was like, I don't know, 3. And there's been wonderful things that have happened, but that's the one he'll always bring up.
That's right. And of course, you know, none of us come from perfect backgrounds, perfect parents. And it's not about trying to figure out what your parents did wrong, but it's really trying to figure out what are you still carrying around inside of you that keeps you from having a healthy relationship bond.
Right.
That's really the goal.
We are speaking with Michelle Germain. She's the author of The Jill Principle, really about how to heal yourself after a breakup and get ready for a good relationship. Shauna has a question for you, Michelle.
I do, actually. In this book, you talk a little bit about how we can heal our body, our mind, and our spirit, and not just focus on the thoughts. But I was wondering if you give us an idea of what actually does happen to us physically or spiritually when we have a crisis like divorce.
Well, I personally believe a crisis is actually an opportunity. I mean, it's actually forcing us to go deep inside. I mean, most of us don't wake up and say, well, I think I'll deal with some pain today, or I'll deal with, you know, being out of balance. We don't say that. Often it takes some kind of a crisis to kind of force us to go inside. It shatters kind of our defense system, and it creates a deep questioning, like, why is this happening? Where is this pain coming from? What is life about? What do I need to do differently? All those things precipitate a crisis.
Right. And you say actually in your book that you think that the purpose of a crisis can bring us back into harmony with ourselves, which I totally agree with, and I always have whenever like big crazy things happen. But I'm curious to know a little bit about when we're in that crisis, and that does mean that we need to bring ourselves back into balance. Is there actually something happening to our spirit or to our body physically that we need to be aware of, other than just the thoughts?
Well, like I said, the way to healing is to be able to get to know yourself, to deepen your own relationship with yourself. And the crisis, prior probably to the crisis, you've been somewhat disconnected, and the crisis will force you. Sometimes you can feel the physical pain. Sometimes you have stomach aches, headaches, some symptoms that are occurring. And sometimes you're asking yourself the question, why I feel void in my life? Where's my meaning in life? What's my purpose? So these things probably are going on, but a crisis is bringing them to the surface so you can take a closer look at them.
So other than reading the books before we sign off here, other than reading your book, The Jill Principle, if we have a listener right now that's looking for the one step that they should take to get them on the get them on the mend, what would that step be in your opinion?
Do not abandon yourself. Give yourself time and reach out, and because often women are so busy taking care of others that they're not taking care of themselves.
I know we've heard that before. That's absolutely true. Yeah. All right. Well, Michelle, I want to thank you so much for being on Women Aloud. Again, the name of the book, The Jill Principle, A Woman's Guide to Healing Your Spirit After Divorce or Breakup. And they can go to michellegermaine.com.
That's correct.
That's
yes.
MichelleGermain.
That's correct.
Thanks so much, Michelle.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we all knew that it was, you know, that there was more to it than just the sort of the thoughts. But I mean, what I took away from that, being someone who's sort of in the process of all that, is that idea that we can't run away from the feelings we have. We can't just keep it all up in our head and think about it. We have to allow ourselves to have those feelings, and we have to make a spiritual and a physical connection. And in her book, she talks about the value of exercise and spirituality, and it's sort of a three-part healing. It isn't just, you know.
And I think something else she said that I thought was really important is that even if you know you should get a divorce, even if you know you should break up, you're still going to mourn the relationship.
Absolutely. And that was the biggest surprise to me.
Mm-hmm.
That was the biggest surprise, is how hard it was, even when it was, kind, you know, on both parts. There was not a lot of anger. There was not a lot of animosity. It was very, like, kind of grown up, you know. But at the same time, it's still very painful because there's a certain amount of grief involved. And the other thing that I think women tend to do, I think more so than men, is we tend to put a timeline on ourselves and put pressure on ourselves. That's why I love when she said, be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Because I know more, I mean, so many times you've heard me say it a million times. I should be farther ahead by now.
Yes.
I should be, you know what I mean? I've got to be better by now. I've got it. It's by now. It should be done.
Giving
you know
yourself
what I
a
mean?
Deadline for feeling okay about it.
Yeah. And the deadline is it's done when it's done.
And
that's the deadline.
Yeah. And the whole idea of going through a big breakup, going through the whole everything you have to go through, coming out of it, and then meeting someone new who is exactly like the person you just broke up with.
Right. And that is why you do need to do the work.
Yeah.
And that's why I love the idea that I'm going to take this book home and read it cover to cover, because that is my biggest fear is, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have experienced that, you do the big breakup and then the next person that crosses your path is the other person in different pants.
Yes.
I don't know. Have you all experienced that? 866-51-ALOUD, 866-512-5683. And that's my biggest fear. And I think that's why I'm not even venturing into that world.
Right.
Because I know for a fact I'm not ready to not make the same bad choice again. Not bad choice, because that puts a judgment on the person. But
right.
The choice that wasn't best for me.
Right.
I'm afeared.
You want to make sure. Well, you want to make sure. I don't know if you can ever really make sure, but you can be pretty sure. Of what you got out of a relationship that was bad for you.
Yes.
Some work to be done. Because you got to get something out of it.
Some work to be done. And I never understand people. And do you know people like this that literally just start dating, like, right away?
Yeah.
Like, we know people that have
had... I think that's fear. I think that's absolute fear. Like, I got... I finally got someone. I'm going to keep them.
Right.
I don't know if I'm right for them. I don't know if they're right for me.
Right.
I don't know what that gun's doing in his back pocket. I'm keeping him. You know what I mean? People get, I think they get a little desperate, actually.
And it's
frankly.
Easier, I think, when you're older. When I was in my 20s, I don't know about you, but when I was in my 20s, I had people in my life just because you have someone in your life.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, this is going to be my life partner, you know what I mean? But I had lots of little relationships, 6 months, a year, whatever it was, you know what I mean? And there was a part of me that always felt like that's what I should be having. Like, it made me uncomfortable in my 20s that I would spend long stretches of time in not any kind of relationship.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
It seemed crazy, didn't it?
Yeah, and so now that I'm older and now that I'm single for the first time in 432 years,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It's surprising to me how much I'm enjoying this extended stay in get-to-know-yourself town. You know what I mean? Like, it's the longest I've ever gone.
Yeah.
It was always just a given that if a relationship broke up, then in a couple of months, you'd be in another one.
Well, because we're so constantly inundated with the idea that we absolutely have to be with someone to be happy, to be right, to be normal, to be fulfilled. You complete me, my but,
right?
Do you know what I mean? You have to obviously complete yourself. You have to be a whole person before you can actually be in a good relationship with anybody, if that's what happens with you. Now, obviously, there's tons of women, and although, you know that study where I guess it's 50-some-odd percent of women live alone in this country.
51 now.
Yeah, they were talking about 15-year-olds and up.
Yeah.
Which, let's face it, 15-year-olds should be unmarried and living at their parents.
Ideally.
Which is what they were. But still, it's I think, in the high 40s at the least. And, you know, just the idea that all these people, there's something wrong with them because they don't have a person that's living with them.
Well, you know, and the danger is you get bitter and cynical about the idea of relationships.
Yeah.
You know, I think when you've been through some kind of big breakup, you start to think, well, I'm not sure what the point is again of this. And then all you see, at least I'm speaking from my personal experiences, then you start looking at all the couples around you and you start doing the assessments, mm-hmm. you know, like, you know, would I want that? And I would say one out of every 7 or 8 relationships I've encountered since I've been a single person again, mm-hmm. what I even remotely want to be a part of. So it makes you start thinking, like, what's the benefit again? Like, what are the plus points? You know, because more often than not, you have a friend going and then this, and then this isn't working, and that, you know, it's a heartbreak. And, da, da, da. And so I've been really toying with the idea of if I don't get back in the game soon, I might end up on an island somewhere.
Really? I'll join you. I'll join you. Will there be a dock? This is Women Aloud with Mo Gaffney and Shauna Ryder.